This is Rick from Alpha
Martin?
Cave. Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Well,
Martin?
not too bad. I think I lost you on the website. We were just having a chat on the website.
Yeah, I hit the wrong button.
Okay, I
I
see.
hit the wrong button and closed it.
All right, so are you still good for a call?
Go ahead.
All right,
It's something I've been thinking about because everybody seems to be getting apps except for moving companies. I don't know if it's something that could be done to make an app. To make it easier for people to already have it on their phone and have all that access, something quick that they can fill out and whatever, you know?
Right. Okay, that makes sense. We've done a similar application, by the way. I'll show you the application as well. It's live on the Play Store. Is this for an existing business or are you starting a new company for this?
No, it's an existing business, but I don't know where I can go with it. I don't know if I could get leads and sell them to other companies too. I don't know where this could go, you know.
Well, there's so many possibilities, I'll be honest with you. And since you're an existing business, that makes it even better because when you have an application like this, now let's say I think you must have heard about the House. That's an application that offers moving services. I told you we've done a similar application before as well. And one good opportunity in this, apart from using it for your own business, is that you can also white label the application for other moving businesses as well, right? Which means
Okay.
that you could sell the same code because at the end of the day, the app is going to belong to you, right? When you build it with us, we strictly work for hire, right? So you pay us to build the application, we build it for you, just like your extended team. And then once it's ready and when it's live on the app stores, then you can choose to, even sell the application forward to other moving companies. And if you and they could benefit from a lower price, of course, because you're selling the same application out to, let's say, 50 other companies in Canada, for example. I think that's where you're based at, right? You're based in Canada, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Quebec, Canada.
Quebec, okay. So let's say there are 500 moving companies in Quebec, right? And you reach out to all of them. We could even do a list of all the moving companies in Quebec, and you could also sell the application. You could even, you could at least pitch the application to these 500 companies out there, for example, and you could sell it to, say 20, 50 other moving companies, and you could white label the application for them. However, that is a secondary purpose, right, for this application. The first purpose or the primary purpose is going to be for your own business, so your customers, your existing customers, and your new customers can always access your business, can always access your service on their mobile phone, right? We used to say in the past, we used to say that you have to get into your customer's wallet for them to become loyal to you. And that's why we
Yeah,
had
that's
the
right.
business card.
So, like if they, like for other companies, repeated clients, they can download the things, send a file or whatever of jobs they want done or things like that. Things that would
Exactly.
be easy accessible.
Exactly, yeah, and that can greatly enhance your customers' loyalty to your business. I mean, they wouldn't have to find another business when they're moving for a second time because they would already have you on their phone. And a phone
That's right.
essentially is a wallet today. And like I mentioned, we used to have business cards back in the day. We still have them, but now you have to have your app on your customer's phone so that they can always access you whenever they need a service like you, rather than having to find someone else every time, right?
That's right, and for discounts or whatever material that we're selling and whatever is on sale and stuff.
Exactly.
It's
And
all type of
I
stuff
think
that
with
can be done.
your kind of business, I'm sorry, what's your good name? I'm so sorry. I want to address you better. What's your good name?
My name is Richard.
Richard. Okay, Richard, good to have you today. So I was saying that with a business like yours, I think there's some kind of maintenance involved as well, right? Where people can subscribe to a maintenance service with you. That's where the application could play a major role in making sure the customers stay connected with you. You can send out to them digital invoices. You can ask them every once in a while if they need any kind of services, and that way you can have recurring businesses from your existing clients. What kind of
That's
clientele do you
correct.
have
And
right
in
now?
a lot of cases too, sometimes clients may not even need a truck. They probably just need one mover to come and help move something around the house. They might need two movers to help load their truck because they're moving out of town and they rented a vehicle. There's all different type of things that can be promoted to require get guys more work and make a profit, you know.
Exactly, and you know, since we've done a similar application before, we understand, you know, where you know, when, especially with an app development company, regardless of who you get to work with, Richard, mm-hmm. it's important yeah. that they have previous experience working with a similar business like you, like yours, right? That way, they understand
right.
the business firsthand, and they know the dynamics of how your business essentially operates offline before they can actually reflect that into a mobile application, right? And like I mentioned to you, we've done a similar application before. If you would like to mm-hmm. download that on your phone, you know, just for a better
sure.
discussion, you could just go to your app store on your phone. What phone are you using, by the way?
I'm just using Android.
Android, right? So you could just go to your Google yeah. Play Store, and you could download
yeah.
an app called Right Hauler.
What's it called?
Right, as in R-I-T-E.
Can you text it to me?
Yeah, definitely. Let me in fact.
I'm just
on the
making
website,
stuff right now.
So I'll just leave you a text message.
Yeah, that's it.
Just give me one sec.
So, like, a lot of other things, like, you know, some people need house staging.
Mm-hmm. Staging,
you know,
yeah.
you take furniture in, you set it up that way they can sell their house.
Right, staging, hauling. You know, I think there are more specialized services involved as well when they want to move something more technical than just the furniture or simple items, right? So in that case,
yeah.
there are more services like that as well, you know, more specialized.
But we specialize in pianos and stuff like that and rentals, pianos and concerts and all types of stuff.
Okay, that's nice. So, yeah, I mean, there's many different things that we could do with this. Let me, in fact, send you a text message right here. Give me one second.
Like this application that you use right away, as soon as you can contact a client and you ask for a quote, I would like to have something like that too. It would be nice if I had that on my SitLab, you know.
What application are you talking about? The one that I'm sending over?
Well, it's just like when I went on your sit there and said for estimation, then you come up right away. You said, how can
yeah.
we help you?
And
that,
you
that would be really
it.
Critical to have that today.
Definitely, and you know, you just this was your first touch point with us. This is what we call a touch point, is when you get an interaction with a business. And you must have visited, let's say, 4 or 5 websites. However, since we were readily available to receive you and give you a quotation and be available on a call as well, that's how it's me who's speaking to you rather than any other company. And I think that's really important in today's business when, you know, lead generation costs are increasing and you know, you have to make the most out of it.
Yep.
So I just sent you
a lot of cases, people will go on my SIT web and fill out the application, then send it. Then they wait for somebody to call them back. So they know they're not getting the answer right away. But at that time, they had time to fill it out. It doesn't mean when you do send it, then we're losing time and they're losing time. We're losing valuable clients, and they'll probably do that to 2 or 3 different companies
and
lose the client.
Yeah, during that time between they sending you the, you know, the contact information and you actually contacting them, which is say a couple hours, the intention to purchase the product or the, you know, the impulsive buying, as we call it, even that may die out by the time you get in contact.
30%.
You will no longer be interested. Yeah.
Yeah, if they didn't already find somebody that answered them before.
Exactly, and you know, whenever you're as a customer, if you put yourself in the shoes of a customer, whenever you're searching for a service, especially not talking about a product but a service, you usually contact 3 or 4 different companies that you can get your hands on, right? And the first one that you get in contact with, they have the highest chance to, you know, convert you as a customer rather than, you know, the other 3 companies that you sent your contact information to. So accessibility is highly important these days. I just sent you the link, by the way, to your text messages. It's the website that I sent you, but it also has the link to download the application. and that's going to be easier for
you. All right, just give me 1 second. I got to get something out of the oven here. I won't go.
Okay.
Okay, which one is it on the App Store?
Okay, it's going to be called Rite Hauler. RITE. I sent you their website, by the way, on the same number over text messages. So if you pull that up,
it'll
give you a direct link to
also the .com. Okay.
Yeah, RiteHauler.com.
I just put it in my browser. Okay. We'll be on.
And there you see a button saying get it on Google Play on the bottom of the website.
Right on the ball, man. Okay, yeah.
Is it downloading on your phone?
I'm going to click on that.
So I'm not too sure if they are available in your region because it's a USA-based company. But in any case, it's going to allow you to at least get on the application and see a few things that could help you brainstorm your application for yourself as well.
I'm downloading when I click on it.
Okay. It's not downloading,
on the Google, no, on the Google Play. No.
Well, yeah, that means it's not available in Canada because it's a, like I mentioned, it's a USA-based company.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Yeah. So what we could do is, you know, we could you know, since I have experience working with them, I know how their business operates. Let's try and wrap our heads around what kind of features would your application or your moving business would require on the application, right? So how we have this application done is that we have a Google Maps integration done to the application, right? So just how you, when you go to Uber, for example, on the Uber application, and they ask you for your location first, right? Or they pin down the location that you are on right now and that you want to order the cab on. Have you used Uber?
No.
Do you use any kind of taxi services, like, you know, any ride-hailing services, Uber, Lyft, Grab?
No, we don't, no.
You don't, okay. So usually with an application, I mean, you're able to have the application detect your existing current location, or you can select a location on the Google Map, right? So the Google Map opens up in the application. You first select the location that you want the moving service on, let's say your office or your home, and then on the next steps, you enter all the information about what you would like to move. So let's say if you're moving out of your house and there's so much stuff that needs to be moved out, then you have to say, you have to select a car or you have to select the type of truck that you would like to order to move, and then you select the number of specialists or people or movers that you would like for, you know, that you would like to accompany. You know, let's say you need 4 people to move the whole house furniture, for example, and you need a semi-large bed truck. You know, you could enter all that, and depending upon your location, what the app is going to do is it's going to search within your radius, within your proximity, and connect you with the nearest driver that will receive your request and will receive all the information about the items you're looking to move. Right. Let's say you want to move 1 refrigerator, you want to move a TV, you want to move a bed set. You can enter all that into the application, and that way the driver knows if he has the right kind of vehicle to haul your, you know, your to move your stuff from one location to the other. And then you enter your destination as well, of course. Let's say you want to move from, one street to, say three blocks down the road. You enter that location in the application, and that can give you an estimated rate or an estimated moving charges as well. Let's say $400 for moving three blocks, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So, Richard, before we go down the rabbit hole and discuss this further, what kind of budget are you working with? I mean, or what sort of budget do you want to keep it within when you talk about?
I really don't know what this costs. You know, if I even can afford it, I really don't know. That's the thing. I've never discussed about this before, so I don't know where.
Okay. I mean, what kind of budget can you put to this? I mean, what's your affordability with creating something like this for your customers so they can always have you on their phone?
Well, I know I don't want to go too deep into it. I don't want to put too much money into it. You know, that I'm not even sure if it's going to work around here. But I don't know what it costs. I really don't know I know your question, but it's like asking me how much fuel it would take in an airplane. You know, I don't know. I really don't know what it's going to cost. You guys are the ones that do it. I already have the SIT web, but I don't know what grounds of basis what you guys start on to. You know, it's like somebody called for a panel. They never moved a panel before. They have no idea how much it costs. So we first give a price, and when they get the price, then they know where to look from,
Well, yeah, you're right, but there's always more than one ways of doing something, right? So even with mobile application development, one way is where you tell me what features you need, and I give you a cost right off the bat, telling you it's going to cost you, $20,000.
I need more or less for people can book stuff, not to use other different companies right now, but it's basically that they have it on that they can download files or pictures or stuff like that, or a video off their, some people just do a walk around video. So what they got to move, sometimes there's pressure for them to do that.
Uh-huh.
If there is a list of furniture, they can just click it instead of writing everything in by hand.
Right.
Just stuff like that, that can. A lot of people are going to be doing this while they're on their way to work, and they're probably doing their car, or they got a few minutes break for lunch, and they're going to pop this stuff in. They're not going to want to be able to take an hour to do it, It has to be something that has to be really fast and click, click, click. This is what we have to move.
Mm-hmm.
You have the option to put manually if the item is not there. Unless most of the items would be there, but
right.
Night table, dresser mattress, king mattress, angle mattress. It's something everybody has. Chairs. But there might be an item that not on the list, and they can enter it in itself. Or something, a special item, a high-end item, something that's worth a lot of money. They want more attention onto it.
Okay. And would you like for them to have a login on the app as well, so whenever they come back, they can see what orders they moved with you in the past, and they can schedule a new order as well?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, I think I'm getting a gist of what you're looking for, and that's helping me, ascertain some numbers for you as well. I'm trying to crunch some numbers. I'm actually multitasking right now and trying to do some numbers for you as well. In the meantime, do you have a website, that I could look at that tells more about
you? I'll text it to you.
Yes, please. Is it better than the right holder website I showed you?
I'll let you search on that.
Okay. Well, yeah, send that over. I'll have a look at it, and I think that's going to help me understand your business better before I can propose something.
I was even thinking about chronic billing,
Sorry, what was that again? What was that again, Richard?
Electronic billing, electronic type of bill that people can just, they can access their bill all the time, or
Yeah, online digital invoicing, right? So you can send them an
Yeah,
invoice.
digital invoicing is just on a tablet, you know. They just have to fill it out. Their address is already on there, and they can click onto it, and they have a satisfaction after that they can fill out, questionnaire.
Yeah, I
And
think,
we all
yeah,
look up on
definitely. I mean,
database.
we've done something similar on RightCaller as well, so I know what you're talking about. I like your website, by the way. It's simple, it's clean, and it has a form as well that you were kind of talking about. So, okay, let me translate that into English. And okay. And
That's the thing here in
what
Quebec,
sort
it
of
has to be
area can you
bilingual.
cover? Sorry?
In Quebec here, it has to be bilingual. The people has an option to take
That's
them in
right.
French or
Yeah.
English, downloading.
Yeah, that's right. So I just switched that to English for myself. I'm not too proficient with French.
Our basically, we're at least 100 kilometers usually from the in a circle from the office address. But we'll go anywhere. You
So
know,
I'd
we
say all over
do,
Quebec, right?
yeah, all the way through Quebec. We'll go anywhere, Ontario, stuff like that, out west, wherever the job is painful, I think, you know. Usually the long distance, I'll just sell them to another company, but a lot of times I'll get the packing to do and the loading, so which I still make money out of it.
Yeah, I mean, even that's a great idea, and I'm glad that you mentioned that. I mean, if you have contacts with other companies that you can refer people to, you can make commission out of, you know, leads that you didn't generate through
That's
the
right.
application. Because at the end of the day, you also want to make sure that the application pays off, right? It pays off its development, and then it brings you some kind of ROI that can help you scale. That actually gives you returns on your investment towards the application. So what I was thinking is, you know, let me try and paint a canvas in your head right now, Richard, right? So when you talk about an application, there's going to be at least two interfaces, right? One is going to be for yourself and the other one for your customers. However, if you want to keep it really simple right now, we could even keep one interface, and that is just going to be for your customers. And how that's going to work is that first, again, I'm trying to paint a canvas in your head, so I'll go screen by screen. The first screen they're going to see after they download the application on their phone is going to be your logo and your branding, of course, so they can get familiar with your name and your business branding. The next thing is they will be able to create a sign up, just like you do it on Facebook, so that they have a profile, their own personalized page on your application, where they can change out their picture, they can see what kind of invoices you've sent to them. They can see whether, what kind of orders or what kind of moving they've done with you before. They have all the track record of all the past orders that you've completed for them, right? Next step is going to be where they can fill out a form similar to what you see on your website right now, but in steps and much more dynamic. Because let's say, for example, when I say dynamic, I mean, for example, it says departure address on your website, right? So when they're entering the departure address, what we'll do is we'll connect a Google Maps API to the back end of your application, so they can enter the exact address that is also available on, the Google Maps, or that can be traced with Canada Post, right? Because Canada Post, I'm guessing, is the postal service that registers the addresses all over the USA. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah.
Right. So just like that, in the USA here, we have the USPS, where you have to register your address so that the companies that you send out the address to, they can recognize you. So how the application is going to work is when you're entering the departure address, as well as when you're entering the destination address, it's going to start show you suggestions. For example, you enter 1315, that is the suite or the apartment number. It's going to start showing you suggestions based on what you're entering, and that way you can enter the exact postal code, you can enter the exact street and the exact county as well, so that you as the business can get the correct information, right? Next step is where they can enter whether they want to send out a refrigerator, they want to move mattresses, they want to move number of bed sets and whatnot. And then at the next step, they can select whether if they need some kind of special help, or whether how many people they need to a company, you know, so that they can haul the people can haul the stuff from one place to the other. Now, when that's
yeah.
done, it's going to send you an email to your designated email address. Let's say Richard@SwiftWayMoving.com, and
mm-hmm.
from that email, you can send them a confirmation saying order confirm, right? Or since they've dropped their number, you can immediately call them up, and you can confirm that yes, we're coming, and that we will actually be able to deliver the order from the departure address to the destination address that they've entered.
Okay.
Right? Now, on the customer side, you know, if you want to send them an invoice, you could email the invoice to them, and that's going to land directly in their application. They're going to create a invoices section, a document section within the application. I forgot to mention they will be able to upload pictures and videos, like you mentioned, on the form as well when they're ordering the services with you. Right?
Okay.
So now when the service is done and post-service, you will be able to send them, you know, invoices, and you will be able to send them follow-up messages. For example, if you want them to rate you for the service, let's say, you know, you want to get rated for your service between 1 and 5 stars, and, you know, for them to leave you a feedback, that could be automatically done on the application as well. So let's say 3 hours after the booking time, they can receive a automatic notification on your phone, a push notification, just like you receive for other applications, let's say Facebook and others. Your customers can receive a notification, and when they click on it, they'd be taken back to the application, and they can leave a review or they can leave a feedback on whether they enjoyed your services and what you can do better.
Okay. Sounds good. And always for us is not only the stuff on the inside the house. Some people call us up, some companies call us up, say they have their air conditioner to be moved, you know, from outside. It's all types of different stuff that we do, you know.
Right. So as long as they, because they will be assisted when they're uploading the address, you know, the address is going to pin down the exact location that they want the service on, right? Whether that's an indoor service they need an outdoor service, they want to move from their office or an apartment, whatever that is, it's going to be traced by the address, and the Google Maps API that I mentioned is going to be integrated to the application.
Okay. Sounds
right.
Good.
Can you think of any other features? I mean, with the invoices, what you could do is when you send them an online invoice, like you mentioned, like a PDF invoice, we could have your bank details and your wire routing details on the invoice as well. They may be able to pay online as well, but, you know, whatever features you add to the application right now, that's going to increase the cost, right? So I think we keep it simple for now, and for now you will be able to send them an invoice via the application, and that's going to be sent to their application profile, so they can also pay online, and they can also receive an automatic receipt whenever they complete the payment.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
So any other features you can think of that could go into the application? I tell you what, there's so much
really
that can be done with an application like this, you know?
Yeah, I want to get the hit off the competition. I got to get this type of system that can change the way you're moving people.
Richard, your voice is going out. Can you put me on the speakerphone, please?
Yeah. I like, you know, this type of system, I have to get it I get a hit at a competition, get new technology that can increase sales and make something good with this. Like we were mentioning, we'll take it simple for now, but eventually it would be great that it's all that I can sell it out, and it'd be a wide group that this system can work, that my own technology can find movers that can place no matter where they're from, that it will place them and have movers show up at their door, professional movers with a certain qualification.
Exactly, yeah. Now, that's exactly what Rightholder does.
Now,
Rightholder itself is a company like you, right? Like you have SwiftWay, they have Rightholder, right? However, since that client that we're working with, they understand that they may be getting customers from other regions as well, right? Now, for example, the USA is larger than Canada, right? So it has 50 states, And the customer, our client, the business right holder, they can only service one state at this time, right? So what they do is that they have the application available all over the USA, and if they get a customer from, let's say, Texas, for example, or California, where they don't offer their own services, the customer can be connected, or the lead can be connected to, automatically be connected to a moving company that's registered on the application nearby, right? And that kind of an application is called a marketplace. I think that could be a great next step. However, that is going to be costly, I'll be honest with you, right? So when this application is done, when you have the application for your own business, I think from there, like I mentioned to you, you'll have a lot of opportunities to branch this out and to be able to scale this technology for other moving companies in the Quebec region, and not just Quebec, in other counties as well, to be able to, gain a technology like this. And you will be able to make a fair amount of money out of selling, even if not through moving services, through your own customers. You will be able to make money out of, or at least recover the money of, developing the application by selling this technology to other companies out there. And I can tell you this with experience, Richard, moving companies is, moving industry is one of the industries that is very far behind in terms of technology at this time, at least in the USA. I'm not too sure about Canada, I'll be honest, but in the
It's all
USA, it's one of those industries that has not, caught up yet with the technological advancements, right? And for example, I'm working with a technology recycling company right now, and what they do is they, they collect loads of scrap, technology scrap, let's say hardware devices and, microprocessor chips and whatnot. And these chips and everything, they have precious metals attached to them. They have copper, they have gold, they have silver that this company collects from other companies, other larger companies out there, and they recycle all that precious metal. And they separate gold, they separate copper, they separate all the steel that comes out of them, and then they recycle it. Now, they were the first company 2 years ago that made a mobile application that not just helps their suppliers that supply those loads to them. It just not helps them, but it helps their internal company, their buyers, and their metallurgy department, their accounting department, everyone in the company as well. And you wouldn't imagine when I say this, right now they are the largest company in the USA. They're called IRT. You could even search them up online. And if we get to work together, I can connect you with our client as well. You'd be glad to speak to them if nothing else. And they have now become the largest company in the USA because they have a digital footprint, right? And they're moving forward along with the technology on how technology is moving. And they're the first ones to have a mobile application that's live on the app stores as well. So that kind of opportunity you have for yourself in the market.
This is exactly what I'm thinking about. This is exactly what I want. There's got to be some way with this technology to make this easier.
Exactly, yeah. And I think the, speed to market, that's a jargon that's used in the startup industry a lot. But that means that who does something first, or who actually comes up with something first, is actually the one who takes the lead, right? Because nothing essentially is about inventing the wheel today. There's nothing like inventing the wheel. Whatever you're thinking right now, whatever I am thinking right now, some of that solution may already be available in the world, and someone may already be doing it. However, in your region and in your area, if you can become the first one to launch that kind of technology, then that kind of automatically gives you an upper hand, and that gives you a competitive advantage, as you call it, in competition with other companies. And I think moving industry has a lot of competition. There's so many companies out there, and you always constantly have to do something different from all the other companies to be able to stand out and be able to have a loyal customer base, if nothing else, that would always reach out to you and not your competitors whenever they need a service like yours.
Yeah.
Right? So that said, Richard, while I was speaking to you, I was doing some numbers at my end as well, and granted that we have done a similar application before, I can give you some cost and some timeline estimate. How soon are you looking to launch this, by the way? What's your deadline to get this out to your customers?
I don't really have a deadline onto it. It's something new that I thought of, so
okay.
No really deadline.
Right.
3D printing options.
Sorry, what was the last thing you said?
I'd say we do craning also.
Oh, you do craning also? Okay. What kind of
Yeah, we
equipment
crane
do you have?
items.
What kind of vehicles do you have right now?
Well, usually we have trucks, we have tractor trailers and stuff like that, straight bodies, different size trucks. And the cranes, we usually have a study guide of use of craning pianos and stuff like that, or heavy items that you can't get through the doors or whatever. We pass it through balconies and larger windows and all different types of stuff that we do. Other
Nice. Okay.
companies don't have the team to do that, are qualified.
Right. Do you have flatbeds and reefers as well?
No, we have no flatbed.
No flatbeds
But we
yet.
have
Okay.
trailers. We have closed-end trailers for moving, so everything's closed-end.
Okay. And then you offer, I think you offer courier services for mail and documents as well, right? The smaller parcels?
It's something I wanted to start, but I never got it started. Never got it going. I know it's a big demand for it, especially now because more of the work being on the internet. It's just too bad I didn't really get that off. I just get too busy into stuff, and I never complete what I was started.
Is this like your primary business, or is this like your bread and butter, or do you do something else as well?
No, this is the main business.
This is the main business. Okay. Well, Richard, I really want to help you with this. I'll be honest with you on a personal level, and I see great potential, with the kind of problem you're facing with your business right now, where you're not able to, be able to focus on the potential, portions of business that can actually get you business. For example, courier services, like you already know, it has a lot of potential. This application is not just going to help you gain, loyal customers. It's also going to help you automate your business process as well. For example, we could have a chat feature integrated to the website sometime in the future, or if you want to do it right now as well, we could do that in the first phase of the application. And that way, just like you text on the way, on the go, you text with your family and your friends, you could text with your business customers as well, and you could keep connected with them. Just like I got connected with you today, and now we're talking, and we're talking a major business proposition, right? Just like that,
Yeah,
you could
that'd be
get in
cool.
contact with your customers as well and be accessible to them. Coming back to the same point where we started the discussion, you will become accessible to a lot more of your customers than you are right now, because you have a website, but they have to leave you a contact form. You get back to them in a couple hours, and that can derail the whole process to the point where you lose potential clients, I think, on a daily basis.
That's right. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right? So, like I said, I want to help you with this, and given that, there's essentially two kinds of costs that I can give you, right? One cost is, we had a different kind of pricing in 2022, the previous year. And of course, just like any other business, we revised our prices every year to account for inflation and the rising wages and everything, right? Until March, the end of the first quarter this year, I was allowed to give the price that we had in 2022, but now we are offering the new kind of pricing that's about 10 to 15% higher than 2022 pricing, right? So I'll give you the pricing of 2022. Given the condition, if you want to start something right off the bat, or you're looking to step into this without thinking much or without putting this on the back burner, right? And if we go by that pricing, I can get you an application like this for both the Android and the iOS for about $15,000, right? That's going to be a one-time fee, 1-5-000, $15,000 is going to be a one-time fee. Of course, this is going to be broken down into milestones, so you pay a 40% upfront, and then you pay, 25, 20, and then 20 at the time of completion. So you don't pay all this price upfront. But if you think it's going to take you a couple months, or say a couple weeks, before you can pull the brush, before you can, pull the trigger on this and get this going, then you should be looking at somewhere about $20,000, which is, again, a reasonable price, and I'm giving you a very reasonable quote right now. If you run this with other boutique kind of application development companies out there, it might just cost you a lot more than that. For example, this right hauler application that I was showing you, it's unfortunate that you were not able to get into the application, but it has a few more features than what you need, right? And they got the application done from us for $40,000 last year, right?
Okay, well,
So that's the kind of cost you're looking at. So what do you think about this, and if this, is this doable? So we discussed it.
So you're saying around $15,000?
$15,000 is going to be a one-time fee to complete, to write from scratch until the deployment on the app stores, to the point where it's available on both the Apple and the Android Play stores.
Yeah, okay. It sounds good. That's pretty reasonable.
You've done some working at your end. You've discussed this with other companies, I believe.
Other companies, no. No, I never did, no.
Okay.
No.
I can tell you with my experience, I've been in this industry for about 12 years, right? I've worked with other companies as well, Boerhaave and Maser, and I can tell you that this is, you know, with some of the boutique agencies, this may even cost you upwards of $50,000. And you could run this with other companies as well. You'd get a better idea. So I've given you a fair price.
Yeah.
And like I said, this is for two reasons. A, I want to work with you to bring your business to a next level. And B, we have done a similar application before. So that's going to cut down the legwork that's required towards the research of an industry, towards understanding a business, for our team that's going to be assigned to your project to understand your business first before they can start creating an application that can reflect the kind of services you offer. So since that kind of legwork is going to be cut down, I'm able to offer you better pricing than, you know, what you can get out there from other competitors in the app development industry.
Yeah, I understand. No, everything's cool. Don't stress for that. Everything's cool. Okay. It sounds pretty good. Can we continue this on Monday? Or I'll just text you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll send you a text tomorrow. I got your number to text you to, so I'm not running away from you. But it's just I got to go and eat supper. I just made supper. Everybody else eating except me. So
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it sounds good. It's just another thing. I would like to have a listing. Because, see, I do a lot of jobs like for when you have a fire, and I have to go and empty out the house. Sometimes it's just where the fire didn't touch, or if there's a flood in your house, I'll go and empty a room or two, and sometimes it's the full house. Usually on that, we do a lot of pictures and stuff like that, and we do a listing of all items. Right now, we're doing a listing on paper. So you've got to write it all out by pen. It takes forever.
So let me try and understand this directly. So when you go to a house that's, let's say, that has been flooded, for example, and you want to empty their basement, for example, that's flooded. So when you're doing the moving for them, when you're emptying the basement for them, you create a list of all the items that you were able to rescue, and
that's right.
You send them a list just to make sure it's all transparent and it's all documented, right?
Yeah, and they usually sign it, saying this, they agree to what we picked up. So when we return it, they can't say, well, we had this item.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? Well, no, this is what you signed for. This is what you have. And also it goes to the insurance companies. It's usually insurance companies pay for these jobs, and they want proof exactly what we move out and what we move back, see?
Right.
So they have some ideas. You're sending them a bill. At least they know, well, this is what they moved. Look, there's 10 pages. This is why it costs this amount, because it was a lot of stuff. You know, so if they don't have nothing, what they charge us for, you know?
So, right, I understand that. So, we can do a digital document for this, going off of the kind of document you use right now on paper. We could convert that into a digital document, and that way you can just, quickly fill it out, and, you'd have a signature section as well, where you just stamp a button that's going to create a signature and stamp the time and the date that this was signed on. And likewise, when it gets to your customer within the application, they can sign off with a tap of a button. They can make a digital signature as well to confirm that they reviewed the details, and they confirm on this time and this date that these were the items that were picked up. So I understand
that's
perfectly doable.
Some cases we'll hold it in our storage for maybe a month or two, sometimes longer, until the construction is complete. Mm-hmm. Then we can return it, and they have to re-sign that they received all their items in good condition, and all the items was received. And when that's signed, we tap our hands and the job is done. You know,
Okay, cool. So
that's the way we do it.
Mm-hmm. So we'd have the feature for uploading pictures and, you know, uploading videos as well. That's going to
we take a lot of pictures. Some cases we can take up to 200 to 300 pictures on one move, because usually we take pictures of all the furniture, four sides of the furniture, for the condition. In this listing, we also have a place where we write in the conditions. If you ever seen Atlas Van Lines or listings or whatever, they got it there is all like put down like LT is for left, RT is for right, TP is for top, scratch. S for scratch, so they got different codes that we have the same thing. But when you take the pictures, it's more evident to the client. You know, with a lot of cases we save from getting a claim by, oh, I didn't see this here before. Well, let's see, check the pictures. Oh, there it is. When we picked it up, it was already there. But sometimes people just end up forgetting, especially when the furniture has been gone for a while. So a lot of times you can save a lot of money.
Right.
By doing this, and sometimes
that
we go in.
Sense, yeah.
When we go into a home, we take the pictures of the door frames. Maybe there's already a dent in the door. So some of these clients, you know, we always say they want to be honest as possible, but when the insurance company the file is open, they're trying to get as much as what they can out of it, and they say, well, the movers put a dent in my door.
Right.
So we send them the picture. The dent's already there, so the insurance sees it. Oh, no, ma'am, it was already there at the time and date before they started the move. The pictures were taken. And, you know, I'll just give you an example, that's all.
Now, yeah, proofing and evidential, you know, evidencing is important for your kind of industry, and I understand that from, you know, my experience working with similar clients. So I think with this application, we could create a storage or we could create a repository where the pictures could be sitting in the client's you know, application space, you know, a portion within the client's application where they can also access the pictures just as you send them, and they stay sitting there if they want to come back on the hindsight and, you know, have a look at them again, or send that to the insurance or whatever the use may be in the future. You know, in that case as well, the application could come in handy.
Yeah.
Right, so
okay,
Richard, what
good.
I'll do is, sorry?
It sounds good.
Perfect,
sounds
buddy.
Good.
So what I'll do is I'll send you an email suggested, and that's going to have our company profile attached to it. Along with that, I'll try and put down some minutes of the meeting with the, you know, with all the features that we discussed. The timeline, I'll work this out with the team right now as I get off the call with you. I'll discuss with the team and see whether you're looking at what kind of time you're looking at to complete the application. For now, you could keep somewhere about 2.5, 3 months of timeline to complete something like this and have this live, you know, right from scratch,
okay.
Designing, developing, and then having it live on the app stores, all included.
Okay.
Be about 2.5, 3 months we're looking at. About the pricing,
okay.
Should I mention the pricing that when you say Monday, are you looking to give me a decision on Monday, or just how?
Yeah, as soon as I get it, then a decision is pretty much made. Just because if we had more stuff to talk about,
uh-huh.
I could talk about more Monday, you know.
No, definitely. Okay. Yeah. So I'll leave you both the options in the email, and that way you can wrap your head around it as well. And then if you have any questions, in that sense, you'll have something in writing from me. If you have any questions, we could circle back on Monday. And we could then decide if you'd like to get this going. All right?
All right. Sounds good. What email are you going to send it to?
Well, I need your email. Let me inside.
I'll send you, I'll text it to you. The email, my office email, which is the best.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever come down to the USA, by the way, or do you travel to the US?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
We have three offices here, by the way. I mean, whenever you want to come down, you know, before
where you located?
Sorry?
Where are you located?
Well, we have three offices here. One is in the most recent office we started in 2022 is in New York. However, we are traditionally based in Wyoming and California. California is where I am sitting at right now. So
oh, nice.
Whichever is the
Love
nearest
you.
To you. Yeah. Sorry?
Lucky you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, we just had an ice storm here.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, no, the weather is good here, but just hanging in there, I'd be honest with you. So anyway, whenever you come down to the USA, you're more than welcome to visit the office as well during the project, after the project, regardless of whether we get to work together or not. We'd always, circle back on a coffee as well.
All right, sounds good.
Right, Richard. So
Okay,
I
Larry,
got your email.
I sent it to you. You got it?
Yeah, I did get it. Let me send you the email by tonight or by tomorrow,
Yeah,
and
no
then
problem.
today I'll call you. Sorry.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, then I'll let you go for right now,
Take
Richard.
care, man. Have a
You as well.
good evening.
You as
Bye.
well. Thank you. Bye.